Kickstarter, of course, is one of the most popular crowdfunding platforms out there. It debuted in 2009, allowing people to pitch their pet projects online to a wide audience. And now there's a new way for individuals and small businesses to get attention and for potential backers to find ideas they may want to support. Kickstarter is going mobile. It just released its first iPhone app. There's no app, though, for Android devices.
And let's go big now to a big screen franchise that's grossed more than $1 billion worldwide. We're talking about the Die Hard series. And the new A Good Day to Die Hard is the fifth in the franchise. Critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Given how much money the Die Hard franchise has made, it's not surprising that A Good Day to Die Hard plays like an extended victory lap for star Bruce Willis. Not surprising, but not a whole lot of fun either. Having run out of domestic opponents, New York City detective John McClane is headed to Moscow on family business, searching for a son he had a falling out with years before. A son, he is informed, is now languishing in a Russian prison. As he gets on a plane, his daughter gives McClane one final piece of advice, sure to be ignored.
Dad, just try not to make an even bigger mess of things.
When McClane bumps into his son on the streets of Moscow, he turns out to be not some disreputable criminal, but a top CIA agent trying to spirit a Russian dissident out of the country. Eager to help, McClane fills the air with bullets, but domestic peace is more of a challenge.
Need a hug?
We're not a hugging family.
Damn straight.
Director John Moore has spared no expense or expertise in terms of action. A lot of stuff gets blown up in A Good Day to Die Hard, and stunts that must have cost the Earth appear with killing regularity.
Yippee-ki-yay.
There's even a guest appearance by the world's largest helicopter, the 25-ton behemoth known as Miss Belarus. Hardware is one thing, but inspiration is something else, and in that area, A Good Day to Die Hard comes up short. The best of the Die Hard films believed in exhilaration and fun, qualities that have unaccountably gone AWOL here. The half-asleep nature of Willis's performance doesn't help a film that is no one's idea of a wake-up call. Victory laps can be pleasant enough, but if no one's heart is in them, what's the point?
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.